The following is from Bloomberg View, the opinion section of Bloomberg.
After years of gridlock and disappointment, policymakers on both ends of Pennsylvania Avenue are laying the groundwork for immigration reform. The White House has been building a coalition of labor, business, and advocacy groups, and a bipartisan bloc in the U.S. Senate has begun to outline comprehensive changes that have proved elusive in years past. The goals are well understood. A path to legalization for roughly 11 million undocumented immigrants, eased restrictions on legal entry, and stronger enforcement of the law. Senators should begin by increasing the number of visas for highly skilled workers, along with green cards for permanent residents and work permits for spouses. If the parties can agree on such legislation, they can build on it, adding the DREAM Act to provide a pathway to citizenship for young immigrants. If legislators find they can bear the weight of more comprehensive reform, well, we'll cheer. If the politics take them only halfway, they should accomplish as much as they can now and revisit the most contentious issues later. This brick-by-brick approach can be used to build not a wall, but a better nation. As a report released this week documents, the U.S. has spent $186 billion on immigration enforcement over the past quarter century, with expenditures spiking in recent years. Illegal immigration has declined sharply even as the Obama administration has conducted a record number of deportations. The nation's laws need to change with the facts on the ground. I'm David Shipley, Bloomberg View. For more View, please go to Bloomberg.com/view.
This has been Bloomberg View.